Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups episode. We're going to start with the defense here, and joining me, as always, is co-host Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing tonight?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be part of the defensive show tonight on a very well-anticipated matchup of the Beltway against the Commanders.
Yeah, Ravens defense is going to need to play well. Now, they did 2 weeks ago versus Buffalo. They had a very fine game versus Josh Allen. Last week in Cincinnati, it was a little bit different story against Joe Burrow, who pretty much did whatever he wanted, even under pressure, really out threw his opportunity set by a wide margin by about 140 yards. They need to avoid that from happening again against a good QB in Jaden Daniels.
Yep, and I really do think last week was a good test for the defense, even though we failed dramatically. I think that experience is definitely going to bode well for the rest of the season, and especially in the playoffs when we face these high-leverage quarterbacks, just being able to make plays when you have a perfect defense called. And I think this week we have another good quarterback coming into town, Jaden Daniels. And with my first matchup, I expect the Ravens' interior pass rush versus the Commanders' interior protection to be one of the most key points of the game. There needs to be emphasis on getting Daniels off his spot. This can help break his mechanics down and make him scramble out of the pocket. And with that, obviously, comes the extended play. I expect the Ravens to be well-equipped with a spy with Simpson on high-leverage downs, but also having a cage rush and also contain to make sure he doesn't break the game out of the pocket as well.
All right. I like that a lot. I think it might be Hamilton on some high leverage downs playing dime back, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Roquan Smith ends up being the spy on those downs. But either way, somebody who mirrors well, I think, is very important. My First matchup is Orr versus Kingsbury. And I think the key here for Orr is going to be to break some of his own tendencies with regard to being kind of conservative with the pass rush so far and play for more variance to get favorable down and distance situations. Defense has to gamble, in particular when they're not really any better than the offense. They really need to make sure that they take some chances to make plays as opposed to allowing the offense to have reasonable down and distance situations and opportunities to get chunk plays. Off-ball blitzes, sim pressures are good ways against Daniels to go after it. I think actually stunts are not a good way. I think you need to minimize the stunts, the risk of leakage in the pocket that can occur, or let Daniels get out and make use of his legs. We'll have a spy. We'll have some way of looking downhill at Daniels, but I still don't entirely trust it in terms of the rush lanes. You mentioned the cage rush. It's a good idea. I'd say you probably want to use run blitzes some because they double as pass blitzes. So if you're on an early down, don't be afraid to send a run blitz. You're gonna leave some people on an island. You're gonna make a slightly more difficult coverage situation, but you're gonna make it easier to get Daniels to throw that ball to release the ball quickly. And I do think it's similar to Lamar. I think you force Daniels to throw as opposed to allowing him to have a choice between run and throw is really what they want. I think the Ravens' experience in dealing with Lamar in practice should help a lot in that regard. But I think it's something where Orr is going to need to go outside of what he normally does, and on outside of what he on the downs he might take chances. He needs to take more chances this week against Jaden Daniels to get them off the field.
Yes, and personnel wise, one chance I don't want to see him take is Malik Harrison out in space. That's one thing we do not need to see, and that was evident on the Jamar Chase touchdown. I think we have our recipe for the personnel that makes the most sense in those kind of situations. I think this game definitely needs to be way more polished. Like, based on your understanding of what happened last week on the defense, what do you think were the factors that really just had us on our heels all day?
They were effective with some elements of the pass rush in the first half, and they slowed that down in the second half and did some things that I think are particularly ineffective against Burrow. So they did have a lot of stunts in the second half. They had blitzes in the first half. The blitzes were fairly effective, and then all of a sudden Orr stopped them. And I know that a lot of people think it's not a great idea to ever blitz Burrow, but it's really not like blitzing Mahomes. It's not quite as quite as bad. You've kind of forced him to throw the ball. They had other things that matched up well against the Ravens. They had Higgins on the left side being a really good back shoulder player against Stevens, who's not a guy who finds the football in the air. That's a really bad combination for the defense.
Yep.
To have a cornerback who really wants to play the ball at the catch point versus a good back shoulder catcher, good back shoulder thrower. That's not what you want. They did some better things on Humphrey's side. Obviously the big play was there. Humphrey had an up and down game otherwise, though, in terms of what they did, because Jamar Chase was so good. There's sometimes where you want it to be a case that your players could have done something different to fix everything about that game. And sometimes it's just about how good the other players are. And the Ravens have really not faced this Bengals team with all of their three stars together at the same time in quite some time, maybe since the end of 21. But Chase, Higgins and Burrow were all out there and all healthy. And that was tough on the Ravens. And I think it's been tough on a lot of teams this year. I'm not too concerned about it because the Ravens, stood up to the challenge and scored a bunch of points and won the football game, got the big defensive plays when they needed to, most notably the interception and then the sack by Matabike, which were both huge. I don't toss the plus 140 that Burrow had relative to his opportunity set on the Ravens defense. I give more of it to a little bit of a fluky 70-yard play, which I don't actually think hurt the Ravens that much.
Especially time wise.
Well, it didn't hurt them time wise, but also it made it so that the Bengals had, I think it's 21 out of 22 snaps in a row, they were on the field defensively. So even though it was worth 7 points, if you give up the touchdown right after that, it's not worth 7 points if fatigue has something to do with that and really put them in a good spot. for the rest of the game to have that.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them. Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That 20 out of 21 streak. To me, that was a reduced value play. And, it probably wasn't ideal to have Malik Harrison out there. I wouldn't say he missed the tackle, but he didn't take a good angle on the, on the tackle. And it was a shame, but great players are going to make great plays against you once in a while. And that's just kind of the way it goes. So I'm not as concerned about it from the Ravens perspective as I would be if it were, say, Gardner Minshew doing this to the Ravens.
Yes, very true.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to my next point, building off of my first, Ravens pass coverage versus Commanders passing attack. I expect the Ravens to handle business up front in terms of stopping the run. And our DBs need a bounce back game in the worst way. Last week was not the best, as we've talked about at length. I expect Orr to have a lot of scheme help and also from DMPs as well to put players in optimal position. Different coverage looks will force Daniels to pull the ball down, and this will enable the rush to get home as well. So just mirroring the pass rush and the pass coverage and making Daniels see his first ghosts in the NFL is definitely the first step.
All right. I'm very similar in terms of what I've got here. I've got the Ravens back seven versus Daniels. I think the key is the Ravens are going to play a lot of zone in this game. So you start with that. And they'll have some opportunities to get after the passer in some different ways. By the way, DNP is not a guy who really put a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks by means of schemey pass rush. That's really a Martindale thing.
Yep.
But he is a guy, hopefully, who can keep some of the breakdowns from occurring and be a quality control coach. I think that's really what they brought him in to do, is to kind of see there, maybe not even say anything on the headset during the game. He may or may not actually be plugged in. And then maybe go back to Orr afterwards and say, here's the four things I saw. We have your strong safety is not staying on a spot. He's not moving to the right place. He's a guy you got to really work on to get to the right place, whatever it may be. I think when you're in zone, the great opportunity you have is to hunt the football. Yes. And so the Ravens will have that opportunity this time. Stevens should be coming downhill from cover three more. I talked about the problems, with back shoulder throws that could occur. He should have more opportunities to see the football as it's coming at him, make a play on the ball if they play some cover three in this game, because he'll be, as usual, the two outside corners are typically the outside guys on either side of cover three. That can mean a lot of other things too, by the way. It can mean hands up in the middle of the field, could be creating opportunities for some tip balls. Kyle Hamilton will be in there a lot, I would expect, as the dime back in this game, probably not as much as the slot corner, but he'll be in a lot as the dime back. And when he does that, then there'll be an opportunity to hopefully collect up some tip balls. Got to force Daniels to throw. I think that's the key. Get after him and get the ball out of his hands and force him to make some throws that are a little more difficult than he's been forced to so far. So hopefully that's something. We haven't really seen Daniels make a lot of bad decisions this year. He's generally been very good, but those will come. And a defense who's looking downhill at him, who's all eyes are on the football, basically, is going to have the best chance to make some plays on the ball. I actually think the same could be true, by the way, on the other side of the football, where Emmanuel Forbes has been terrible so far this year.
Yes.
Missed tackles. He hasn't even been on the field all that much. But this is a game where they might really try and get him right, because they're going to be playing a lot of zone against Lamar. And if you're willing to play a lot of cover three under these circumstances, Emmanuel Forbes becomes an outstanding weapon to find the football. So if this could be, I'm very concerned this is a get right game for Emmanuel Forbes, but it could also be for the Ravens corners as well, in terms of finding the football and coming downhill to pick him off.
Yes. And the Commanders do also have a formidable wide receiver room led by Terry McLaurin. And I think that is a threat that we need to address first. I think we have shown ability at times to adjust. Like the Raiders game is an example of where we didn't adjust to two targets being able to wreck the game. The Bills really didn't have a number one guy. We shut down CeeDee Lamb respectively the whole game pretty much. Mm-hmm. So going into this game, I think, back to your point about Orr, really Orr versus Kingsbury, this is going to be a serious task for him. And we're getting close to the midpoint. We're past the quarter. We have to see improvement for him in terms of adjustments and understanding the flow of the game. Cause last week, I don't know what he could have called to change that flow, cause it was just a wacky game from head to toe. But this week we need to be more on top of it for sure.
Yeah. I'm with you. If the offense can get the Ravens a lead, I think it makes it a lot easier to defend Daniels, you know, if you know he's going to throw and you can pretty much bring out all your pass rush toys and play with them. I think you got a good chance, but if they're in a different situation where it could be run, it could be passed, there's a lot of risk of scramble. They can even run the ball effectively against the Ravens. Yeah, that's obviously not the situation you want to be in. You don't want to, you definitely not want to be chased, trying to chase down Daniels from behind either. I don't just mean on the field. You don't want that either, but I'm talking about at the scoreboard. So
yes.
All right. Outstanding. Always appreciate doing the show with you, Frazier. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F underscore rave eight. That's F underscore R A V E eight.
All right. Other folks out there, please. We appreciate your loyalty. Appreciate all the listens to this show, and it's been overwhelming, and particularly in the last few weeks with how much has grown, probably with the Ravens winning, it increases that, of course, but it's always nice if you can tell somebody new about this show. Maybe somebody older who doesn't really listen to podcasts, show them how to play it right off their computer from the website would be the easiest way. But anyway, we appreciate all your loyalty. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.